Hi, I am Amelia and I am from Romash Community School.
Hi, I am Penelope and I'm from Romash Sandhill Primary.
Hi, I'm Rahal and I am also from Romash Sandhill Primary School.
Today we are going to talk about social media and AI's pros and cons.
Let's start with the pros of social media. One of the positive views of social media is staying in contact with others.
Also, it allows you to share success and get praised for it.
Social media lets you see live updates and events of things that are happening in the world, such as the news, and there is easy accessible information about things you might be interested in.
Let's have a look at the negatives. A problem is doom scrolling and online bullying.
It can also cause sleep destruction, which is a concern and can lead to loss of sleep.
Another concern is that you potentially don't know who you're talking to.
There are some pros about AI, such as 24/7 availability with no fatigue or breaks. It also frees up human employment and work.
But this could also be seen as a negative to AI because it displays large numbers of workers, leading to economic destruction.
We have interviewed a parent, teacher and a teaching assistant.
Here are the answers to the social media questions from a parent's view. Do you think social media helps you stay connected with friends and family?
Yes, I think one of the biggest advantages of social media is the ability to stay connected with friends and family through long distance by chatting, talking through video and sharing photos. Has social media ever helped you learn something new or useful?
Yes, as a self-employed web and graphic designer, social media has helped me stay on top of design trends and best practices for new procedures. Do you think social media is helpful for sharing information quickly?
Yes, it is a fast way to post updates and news that people can access rather quickly and to help notifications for instant access. There are also certain accounts that cater for industry-specific content people can follow.
Do you think social media can negatively affect mental health?
Yes, social media can significantly damage mental health, particularly when used excessively. It is strongly linked to increased anxiety, desperation, loneliness and poor sleep. Key issues include harmful social comparisons, cyberbullying, low self-esteem from curated content and fear of missing out.
It functions as a valuable tool for professional networking, marketing and learning, yet risks causing anxiety, depression and addiction when replacing real life interaction.
Have you ever felt that social media wastes too much of your time?
Yes, there have been times where I have been searching for something specific and got sidetracked with something else, and before I knew it, 1 hour has passed by with no progress. Here are the perspectives from a teaching assistant.
Do you think social media helps people stay connected with friends and family?
Yes, I think it does. It makes it easy to stay in touch with people who live far away and to keep up with what friends are doing.
Do you think social media is helpful for sharing information quickly?
Yes, information can spread very quickly on social media, which can be helpful for news and important updates. Do you think social media spreads too much misinformation?
Yes, sometimes false information spreads quickly because people share things without checking if they are really true.
Do the benefits of social media outweigh the disadvantages and why?
I think there are both benefits and disadvantages. It is useful for communication and information, but it is important to stay responsible.
Now we will proceed with a live interview from Trust's social media leader.
Has social media ever helped you learn something new?
Yes, definitely. I think even in my personal life, it teaches me stuff all the time, even if it's as simple as learning a new recipe. But then also I do it professionally, which has taught me many things, even how much it might influence schools and how they're seen. Like I'm always sharing positive achievements, and sometimes that'll be picked up by local news networks, which is great, and that never would have happened without social media. So always learning something new.
Do you think social media can negatively affect mental health?
Yes, especially in younger people. I think nowadays there's so much comparison out there and it can lead to terrible mental health in teenagers. And so yeah, I really do think it can impact your mental health if it's not used correctly.
Have you ever felt that social media wastes too much of your time?
Yes, I think it's easy to get distracted and end up spending hours on there. I've done it myself. If I'm searching for one thing and then I'll end up, as they call it now, doom scrolling for hours. And it's definitely something that we need to kind of nip in the bud a bit, I think, because it just takes away so much time where you could be doing so much better things.
What is the biggest positive or negative impact social media has had on your life?
I mean, positive is that I wouldn't have the career that I do without it. I've been working in social media for quite a few years now, and I do absolutely love it. I think it has so many positive effects on things in terms of promoting things and getting positive stuff out there for people to see. But then also, I kind of grew up when social media was becoming really big, which had some negative impacts in terms of, you know, like I said earlier, like the comparing mental health, like it's a lot to take in, like it's so much information that you're not necessarily meant to take in at such a young age. So I think that can be the negative impact. But like I said, I wouldn't be where I am now without it. So that's a positive.
Hope you have all enjoyed our podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.